So this is the entry to Bohemian Grove.
It's like a secret cult deep in the Redwoods where they host super private meetings. Presidents have been here, super powerful people with tons of money. The plan is to infiltrate the site and see what's going on. I want to see the owl statue. We'll see if we can get in. The sun is about to set. I don't really feel comfortable doing this if it's not dark. I think the FBI is probably involved, CIA maybe. I mean, these are all rumors. I don't know, but
welcome, viewers. We have got with us this evening Dancer, who has his own YouTube channel. You may have seen that Joe Rogan was having a podcast with somebody and they stopped to discuss Dancer's infiltration of Bohemian Grove. And they played several clips and we are going to go over it much more slowly in parts, actually, because we've got to be very careful with this. This evening, I'm going to introduce you to Dancer. And I'm going to put his YouTube channel link in the description box. So people, please support what he's doing. There's a lot more over there. I'm going to introduce you to him. We are going to watch this video. We're going to go in there. And we're going to see what happens in the first part of this series. And then at 10 o'clock, we're going to go over to Chris Todd, who is the co-author of the Kim Porter book, which is causing waves around the world right now. So get ready for that one as well. But Dan's a huge thank you for coming on, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for having me. Glad I could finally make it on.
Yeah, it's appreciated. And when did you start to be curious about Bohemian Grove and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so, you know, I've been interested in it for definitely a few years now. I saw Alex Jones footage like way back in the 90s when he snuck in, or somebody snuck him in. And, you know, I wanted to see it for myself. I wanted to sneak in there and gone a few times now, actually. And yeah, there's definitely some weird stuff that goes on there. Definitely not a lot known about it and not a lot of footage out there. And I wanted to, you know, get in there and see it for myself.
So when was this video recorded?
This was recorded about a year ago today, actually. I want to say like November last year.
So it's quite recent then. All right, I'm going to play a little bit more. You've already got loads of questions coming in from the viewers. We've got almost 1,000 watching live already. This is going to it's going to heat up. So I'll play a bit more, stop, and we'll put some questions to you.
Cool. Yeah, sounds good.
Whatever's going on in there, it's creepy. I'm not going to explore too much, and I'm definitely going to try to see that owl statue and where they do some sort of ritual. It's a man-made lake. It's a reservoir, and there's an owl statue right behind it. Yeah, so apparently the History Channel got arrested in the site really long time ago, but they did.
I ain't got that.
Get, being in jail sucks. I had my mugshot taken.
Alex Jones, he like snuck into the site a really long time ago. He snuck like a camera into the grove.
The owl is in his leafy temple. Let all within the grove be reverent before him. Lift up your heads, O ye trees, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting spires. For behold, here is Bohemian Shrine, and holy are the pillars of this house.
Yes, so this is just footage from his infiltration.
No, that right there is really, really sad to see. Like an old growth forest like that being completely destroyed and turned into a golf course.
This might be.
So, you're stepping on the shoulders of the giants. I remember Alex Jones and John Ronson kind of really drew a lot of attention when they infiltrated. And you know, were you inspired by them?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. His footage inspired me to go in there and see it for myself. And I actually got to meet him and be on his podcast for a little bit. Let's see, when was that? Back in July.
Which podcast was that?
It was with my buddy Reckless Ben. We went into the Grove for the ritual in July. And Alex Jones was there, and he brought us on his podcast. Or just
people are asking where Bohemian Grove is located.
Yeah, so it's in Northern California, like just an hour and a half north of San Francisco.
All right, let's continue.
It'd be the best way into the site. That water's deep, and it's cold as fuck.
Some workers chatting over there.
Golden sun.
Woohoo!
Yeah, this is just me exploring before I go in.
We got the fucking kayak. We got a cast iron to use as a paddle. And I gotta go through all this brush with this kayak to get to the river. We got through all the hard shit. That was not easy. This will be like the last time I use my flashlight until we actually get to the owl. There's a road over there, and there's actually a Bohemian Grove guest house thing like right over there. The game plan is go over this mountain. Don't use the road, because that's exactly where they would expect me if I do trigger any sensors or cameras or anything. So go the super rough way over and down. And right now I have to deal with this big cliff with the kayak. I'm not sure exactly how this is gonna go.
Made it down somehow. Kayak's in the water. I need to keep my voice down. Fuck, my kayak's getting away from me. Okay, now to get in this thing without falling in the water.
Right. I'm in the kayak. I managed to only get my hand wet. Let's disembark my trusty cast iron. Why do I feel like this shit's sinking? Is this shit sinking? Yeah, we're in the thick of it now. I think this is a kid's kayak. I think I'm too heavy for it. There's like some low fog on the water, and the moon is like, it might be a full moon tonight. So I am now officially on Bohemian Grove land. There's a fishing pole right here. I think I gotta hide this kayak better just in case somebody comes down here to check out the beach for whatever reason. So it looks like there's an RV or a truck right there. I need to get the fuck in the trees right now before they see me or hear me. I got a feeling there's gonna be a shit ton of bushwhacking involved, and it's steep as fuck. Some prickly fucking bushes. Shit fucking hurts. Oh my. Yeah. That terrain is steep. We got a long way to go too. And look what I found. It's a little glow worm. Hey buddy, here you go. This place is starting to freak me out. I'm hearing very weird noises. I'm imagining that the things making the noises are like people dressed in owl costumes. I did find a road. This might be a mistake using the road, but I'll try to be extra quiet. And if I hear anything, I'm definitely gonna just dive in the bushes and hide. Our first little fork in the road. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 options. That's where I came from. I'm leaning on.
All right, I'll pause here. So you've come up in the pitch black in a kayak. Is that correct?
Yeah. So this wasn't a kid's kayak. This is just some random like whitewater kayak that I found. And they're like super like maneuverable. Like they're super easy to toss and turn and flip around so you don't get stuck like under the water. So it wasn't a kid's kayak, but it definitely wasn't ideal for the situation. And this was a spur of the moment infiltration. I didn't have a paddle on me. I had a cast iron pan. So it was just, this is a crazy, crazy adventure for sure. Wasn't prepared.
How long were you in the kayak for?
So the Russian River was probably maybe, I want to say 40 or 50 feet wide. So it was only a few minutes.
And when you landed, you've got a question here. 1 out of 10 being the lowest. How nervous were you?
Like right when I got to the other end of the river, like when I got on the property.
Yep.
Like I thought that I probably 10. Like I thought that there probably would be like motion sensors or cameras, like, you know, I thought I was gonna get like abducted right then and there, to be honest. I had no idea what to expect going in. Yeah.
So you were surprised you'd got that far?
Yeah, I was like, dang, I'm actually here and nothing's happened yet. Nobody's after me.
All right, let's continue.
Being on going this way or that way. I'm going to go this way. Lookout Mountain, Sunny Road Trail Museum. Gate Lookout Chalet. There's like the first bit of light we've seen from Bohemian Grove. I think that might actually be the front entrance. I'm not sure. All right, there's some sort of weird gate thing down there. I don't know what the fuck that thing is. This trail is leading me to the front entrance and I'm trying to get over here. So I think I have to make my own trail and go this way. We're like 300, 400 feet away from the reservoir and the owl. Let's fucking go, man.
It happened to be a full moon that night too. So I didn't really have to use my flashlight too much. It's fucking crazy.
Fuck it. I think it's probably okay. I guess we'll find out in a second here. Yeah, there's like lights on in some of these houses. What the actual fuck? These are the bleachers. Scared to put my I'm scared to put my flashlight on. Yeah, these are just, this is seating. I just shine my light in here, and all the lights just turned on. What the fuck?
Wow.
So there's a lot of comments in my video saying that these are like really expensive paintings and they could be original.
Yep, keep talking.
Yeah, so some of those paintings, a lot of the commenters on my video said they could be like super expensive original paintings. And there was also a really creepy, like big stuffed animal, like thing with a huge head. And I actually didn't see that figure. You can see the figure. So if you go maybe a few seconds before or after this, you'll see a big figure. This is the most replayed section of the video, it looks like. Yeah, people were freaking out over this weird stuffed animal thing in the corner of the room.
Should I play it from here?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
And I can tell you when to pause.
So I just shine my light in here. And,
yeah, so right in the corner here, if you pause it, yeah, a few more seconds.
It's just turned on.
Right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't see that until I was watching my footage. I had no idea that that thing was there. It's super creepy.
That is super creepy, isn't it? Wow. People are asking if you have an escape plan if things start to go wrong.
Yeah, I think my escape plan was, you know, try to turn off my flashlights and run for the hills and hike up. Because there's like so much dense vegetation and so many trees, you know, it's pretty easy to hide. But you might get poison oak or poison ivy like all over you. So you got to be careful for that.
Quite a few people asking what the painting means, what it is.
Yeah, so it's a super old painting. I want to say it's so this one, looking at it right now, it looks like it's a print, but it's from a war. It looks like it might be, is it the American Revolution?
Oh, could be, possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going then.
Oh, fuck. It's so tempting to flash my flashlight right now. Fuck, I'm not gonna do it. These are just all tables. It's like where they eat. Peck.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure it said Josh Peck there. I'm not sure if it's the same Josh Peck, but Josh Peck is like a famous actor from Breaking Josh, and he's like a Hollywood star.
Thank you. Damn. They got a lot of people to feed in here. Okay. I think I've done enough exploring. I need to find that fucking owl. Ooh, that smells... or gloves in the restaurant. Oh, it says aprons, not errands. So this is apparently the reservoir. It's like super, super low. Where the fuck is the owl statue? Is that it? Oh my God, that's it.
All right, so obviously there's a huge fascination with the owl, so I'm stopping here. Before we get to the owl, you've had loads of questions come in. People are saying, what fear factor you're at now on 1 to 10?
What's my scare factor?
Yeah.
So I was trying to find a way out of the cafeteria there, and I was kind of panicking. You can see I was, like, you know, checking my shoulder and, like, looking around for an exit, so... I was definitely pretty scared that, like, somebody, like, that there was some sort of sensor or something maybe on a door or a camera in there that would have notified somebody I was there. So I was trying to get the heck out of that area. Yeah, once I got to the reservoir itself, I was definitely nervous somebody would come up on me, but I was more like, I just need to see this thing and then I need to get the heck out, like, off the property.
Well, you've had tons of questions pertaining to the security. How have you managed to get this far? Why is there no security? Why have you not been picked up on cameras, etc.? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I think that there's a lot of people think there's a lot more security than there actually is. And I will tell you, they have beefed up security since, like, the last few times I've gone in, for sure.
How many times have you been in?
Yeah, we'll just say I've been in like 4 times. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God. And I ran away. This is actually the only video that I haven't like I was there undetected. Nobody chased me out. But the 3 other times I went, I did get chased out.
Okay. All right, so if you do actually get caught, what happens next? Do they hand you over to the cops, you think, and you would get like a trespassing charge?
Yeah, if you don't like destroy anything or take anything, it's just like trespassing, yeah.
And what about rebroadcasting what you filmed? Is that not some kind of offense, no?
You know... There's no proof that this was me here. Like, this could be anybody. I could just AI generate my voice into here.
True. Very true. Yes. Yeah.
No face, no case.
All right. Let's keep going then. Gonna go back a little bit. Here we go.
And if I shine this light for any longer, I might get fucked. Thank you. Yeah. This is the owl statue. What the fuck? No way. This is fucking cool. Oh, that's hollow. They need to fill this pond up. They do. Yeah, that's the owl. A bunch of ferns have grown on it. Well, this is what I wanted to see. Oh, no way. You can go like behind the owl. I got some outlets. Well, it's time to leave this place now.
All right. Tons of questions have come in about the owl now. So how big was the owl?
It was probably, I want to say, like 60, 70 feet tall. It was, yeah, really tall. It was it was hollow. Like, I was expecting a solid wooden structure from pictures. And I thought this place was abandoned because there was ferns growing everywhere. And I've never seen, you know, there is some pictures of this place out there at the time that I went here. And it was all like, the owl looked super clean. It didn't look like there was moss and ferns all over it.
Who owns the owl and the property?
That is a great question. I don't know the answer to that. There's definitely a way to find out, though. I want to say there's... Sorry?
What do you think the owl is made out of?
I want to say it's like plaster. It's like plastic or plaster. It's like totally not as cool as I thought it was. Like, this is the richest people in the world going here and like spending hundreds of thousands to even get in, and it's made out of like a cheap material.
Did the no trespassing signs have any agency names, fed, state?
It just said Sonoma County. Stay out, Sonoma, like no trespassing. I think there was some sort of section. It said like section something, but I forget which one it was.
What was all the equipment you encountered on the way to the owl?
So there was a car that was parked on the beach, and it was like a work truck. And then I literally just hiked up a straight up mountain with, you know, it was very difficult. And I went by some buses and like cars from the Grove. But other than that, it was mostly just houses and stuff and a road.
Does the clubhouse have a motto on the door about spiders or something?
Yeah, so there, the Bohemian Grove motto is "Weaving spiders come not here." And it pretty much means like there, people come here strictly to, you know, talk business and for it to be like a private area. They don't want any phones or anybody recording anything. They just want people they just want to talk to other businessmen and like, and make deals and, you know, talk business is what I've come to understand.
So on the night you are doing this, I take it there was nothing. The ritual wasn't scheduled for that night. You're going in on a night when there's nobody there.
Oh yeah, this is super off season. This is November, and the ritual is in July every year.
Have you tried to get in the ritual?
Yeah, so I went in July this year, and so a few months ago, and yeah, it was pretty crazy to say the least. I can't post anything for a while because of legal reasons, but yeah, and I can't post. I did post the. I didn't post getting going in there or leaving, but I did post the ritual footage on YouTube and it got striked. The Bohemian Club email striked my video and said, this is a private performance, and took my video off of YouTube. And it was just straight footage of the ritual, the cremation of care ritual. And yeah, it was, you'd think it'd be fair use because I was like talking in the video and also showing it, but YouTube didn't like that and they just took it down. I tried to claim it that it wasn't copyright.
Wow. So how many minutes of the ritual did you film?
It was like over 30 minutes. And I tried to film the last section of it, but I had to run out of there because security was like on top of me from like every direction.
When did you first notice you'd been spotted?
So in that cremation of care video, which is only available on, it's available on like Alex Jones' Twitter and some other sources, my Patreon, but it was around the 30 minute mark is when they first spotted me, and they were searching for me with spotlights and red lights and scanning through the bushes, and I had to like get down and like hide, and I had to like run up the mountain, and they were trying to get me from the left and the right side and pin me. And it was crazy. They had like four guys like trying to get me. I don't know how they didn't get me.
Oh my God. How frightened were you at that point?
I've never been more scared in my life. Like my heart was beating out of my chest, and I was like, I'm definitely going to get caught here unless I run for my life. And I've never hiked faster ever.
Were you on your own, or did you have people with you? Like,
I might have had some people with me. Unfortunately, that's all I can say right now.
How many views did it get before YouTube banned it?
It got like 700,000 in like 4 days.
Oof.
Yeah. I can't imagine how many it'd have now if it stayed up.
Oh my God. Wow. All right, that's a lot of the questions answered for now. Let us keep going with the video. This is fascinating.
I don't know what they're doing with all this stuff. See a Bohemian Grove? Maybe I'll be back one day. I doubt it.
But yeah, shout out to Reckless Ben. Gave me a little bit of info on how to infiltrate this place.
Oh, that's gross. On. There's like tons of little houses. I guess it makes sense. Musician's entrance. Okay, that's the guest house. Oh, there's a car right there. Yeah, I'm not gonna...
Right. So how far down are you now?
So that's the guest house. You can actually see that on Google Maps. And it's pretty close to the river. So right now I'm pretty close to getting back to my kayak, or so I thought, because I actually like forgot where I put my kayak and it took me a little bit to find it. But yeah, you see a musician's entrance. There's like famous musicians that will come here and perform, and famous artists. They'll do magic shows. They'll do all sorts of like cool stuff here. I don't think it's like there is some weird stuff that people say happens here, but you know, I'm not so sure about that. I think it might just be what people want to believe, but
I imagine you don't want to telegraph your future plans, but this question has come in, so it's up to you how you want to answer it. Are you planning to go to Bohemian Grove again? If so, would you be going to the ritual, performances, etc.?
Yeah, we'll see. I think I've been there one too many times already. I don't think so. But we'll see.
Let's just get a few more questions at 1 second. Were you ever tempted to try and stealth camp on the Grove?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think it'd be kind of fun to do like a 24-hour like challenge or something like that. Live streaming on Kick or something would be really funny, but you definitely would get caught like really quickly.
You're getting asked why you are wearing a mask.
Oh, right now or when I was in the video? Both reasons are just for, you know, hiding my identity, you know, legal reasons. There's a lot of my channel, a lot of my videos on my channel are like, you know, urban exploring or train hopping, and that's trespassing as well as this. And I probably would have tons of trespassing charges if I didn't hide my identity, unfortunately.
Yeah, got you. Rose is wondering how many acres the property is.
That is a great question. I can tell you the answer right now.
Okay.
It's absolutely massive. 2,700 acres, and it's all like redwood forest. They have like tons of logging roads like everywhere. And that's actually a great way to to like hike in is use these back logging roads. But I definitely didn't tell you to do that.
Did you see any remnants of rituals or Egyptian deities?
No, I didn't.
Do they keep going at the same location? Are they moving it because of all the infiltrators?
You know, I think there's probably some other locations out there that they do these sort of stuff at, and they might not do everything at this location anymore, but it's still a really active, an active organization where they meet like a few times a year, mostly in the summer, where they do it's like a 2-week encampment where everybody comes in July.
Steve's asking, what did it smell of? I think that refers to the owl.
I think he's talking about, so when I was in the cafeteria, I went into this little like refrigerator, like huge fridge area, and it smelled like a dead carcass or something. Like it smelled like it was a morgue in the cafeteria. And I should have like inspected it further, but I didn't. But yeah, it reeked of something like, yeah.
Which leads to the next question. People are wondering whether you think actual living things may be unalived there.
So I went a week ago, or not a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, I actually went back and we dove the river and we found like a bone. We think it was an animal bone, but that was pretty crazy. And during the ritual, they did do a sacrifice. People say it was a mock sacrifice, but I didn't get to see the end part of the ritual because I had to, you know, evade security before I saw them do the sacrifice. But they definitely do sacrifices there, whether it's fake sacrifices or real.
Have you visited any other interesting locations?
Well, yeah, I've explored like tons of, you know, abandoned power plants. I've done, you know, they call it rooftopping when you, you know, explore rooftops of big cities. I've climbed cranes. I've train hopped a bunch of different countries and seen some pretty wild stuff on those journeys. So there's a big world out there, and that's kind of like what I want to show people, is that you can go out there and see it for yourself, and you don't have to, you know, have a lot of money to see the world. There's a lot of ways you can do it for cheap.
Is part of your motivation for doing this the rush, the adrenaline kick?
Yeah, I think that was part of it at first, and then I kind of just fell in love with it and fell in love with the people that I can meet through this journey. And yeah, I think it's, I did want to show like people, you know, I want to be like become a journalist and like show people, you know, what goes on behind closed doors, and you know, that there is some evil out there. And I think that everybody deserves to know what's happening at, you know, in these secret cults that not a lot of people can access. And that was kind of my reasoning for going back in a few times now.
Has anyone contacted you outside of the internet to take down your videos?
No, honestly, no.
What was the creepiest thing you saw there?
It was probably when I went in for the ritual, and they were like, they had a dude that was covered in a cloth, being like suspended and like being carried to like be sacrificed. I thought that was, you know, pretty interesting to say the least.
So you've answered the next question then. So the question is, who's being sacrificed? But you're saying a dude in a cloth?
Yeah, it was just I'm not sure if it was a dude. It was some human that was in a cloth, and there was like some people just carrying him. I'm not sure the exact timestamp in the ritual, but they had him, they were carrying him on the trail, and then they were actually putting him in a boat, and they were like it was super foggy in the water, and they had spotlights on the boat, and the boat was going across the lake, and he was like, the dude that was being sacrificed was right there in the boat.
Wow. What do you think about the two teenagers who walked the grounds during daytime there? Do you think they were insiders?
I did see that dude's video. I think that he was just some dude that got inspired by my video and went in. And yeah, it's cool. He got some daytime footage of it. So yeah, that was pretty neat.
I don't know if you can answer this one, because how do they explain to the traders who build and connect electricity to this hellhole? Probably just offer them a large amount of money to keep quiet, I imagine.
So they have to sign NDAs to like not take any pictures. And I'm pretty sure that everybody has to sign an NDA that works on the property to not disclose any information.
Has the government ever warned you off going back?
No, negative. Not yet.
What's the status of women there? Isn't it a men-only thing?
It is a men-only club. But the laws in California say that women can work anywhere that men do. So there are women that work there, but there are no women that go there for business, unfortunately.
Wouldn't wearing a nightlight be safer?
Wearing a nightlight. So I was just wearing a headlamp, a red light to be like more incognito. And I had like a really good flashlight, but definitely going in there with like infrared or something would be a good idea.
All right, I'm gonna keep going with the video for part one of this series. Let's go.
Oh shit, monitored by video camera. Oh, there's a camera right on me. Beach access closed. Well, bro. There should be like a guard sitting in here probably. It might be closed, but I need to get back to my kayak. Oh, fuck me. I'm not sure which way I should go. That's one hell of a bridge. Well, yeah, hopefully that's just motion activated, and it's not like a sensor that will notify anybody. You just have to be careful going in. Coming out, you can be a little bit less careful, as you can see, because you're leaving. You're not coming in. Oh yeah, fog's rolled in. This fog is insane. You can barely see the huge trees. I'm lost. Foggy as shit. I don't know where my freaking kayak is. I'm stuck on Bohemian Grove property. This is not good. So I walked by this, but I don't think this is where I came from. There's like so many logs. Yeah, I gotta be further down. There's gotta be. Okay, there's the truck. Now, where the fuck is the kayak? This isn't fucking funny anymore. I need to find that kayak.
Okay. I think these are my footprints.
Yep.
Dude, I can't see jack shit. This fog is so dense. Oh my God. Oh my God. Cast iron. Okay. Now I can be not as stealth, because I'm officially off Grove property. I think I gotta turn slightly right. Yeah, my beach is over there. Can't believe I'm using a cast iron as a paddle.
Oh, okay.
Just like that, and the fog has nearly disappeared. Oh shit, oh shit. Dude, why do I feel like I'm like way too big for this, and the water's like right fucking on me. Oh, oh God, I just got it down my pants. Fuck. Oh shit. All right, coming in. Fuck, coming in hot. All right. Touchdown. Well, I'm happy with that. See you guys in the next video, I guess. Peace, love. Yeah, that's all I got.
Even the fog is scary as hell. It's like American Werewolf in London kind of stuff.
Yeah, like it wasn't too foggy when I like went out there, like getting to the property, but when I left, it was completely socked in. It was pretty unreal.
You've got tons of questions are coming in. People are fascinated by this. We've got about 5 minutes before the next guest comes in. And we do have the link to Dancer's YouTube channel in the description box. Let me see if I can put it. I'll put it in the chat as well right now. So there's tons more on Dancer's channel. I would urge people to go and subscribe and watch a lot of the other stuff that he does. And if we'll get through some of your questions before we bring Chris Todd in, co-author of Kim Porter's book coming up next. Been a lot of craziness surrounding that. All right, so let's see if I can get through some more of the questions. Terry is wondering, were you threatened by someone to retire?
No, not yet. Maybe like some fake, you know, trolls out there.
How long were you there the time that we've just shown?
You know, I probably got there around 11 p.m. midnight and left it around 3 a.m., I want to say. So 4 hours.
So, yeah, spooky. We saw the Moloch statue. That was the owl, wasn't it, earlier on?
Yeah, it's called Moloch. He's the child sacrificing god, actually, if you look it up, which is pretty eerie.
Can they bring wives but allow them to stay on a separate property? They must stay on a separate property. Is that how it works?
Yeah, they're not allowed on the grove itself unless they work there. It's a men's only retreat.
Why not have a companion with you?
I think I did try to get some people to go with me this time, but it was just kind of a spur of the moment adventure I wanted to partake in.
Do you dream of the owl?
You know, I think it always kind of haunts me when I see owls out in, you know, just like art. When I see owl art out there, I always think of the owl, and it always kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies, to be honest, but I don't dream of it, no.
Because there's not many people, Dan, who have been inside the Bohemian Grove owl. What was the energy like inside the owl?
You know, it was pretty, like, there's like the place where they do the sacrifices right there. I'm blanking on the word, but the altar was pretty, you know, surreal to be right next to and gave off a really evil energy. But inside the owl itself, it wasn't too, interesting in my opinion.
Do you know the names of people who were there when you were sneaking in, when it was active?
Yeah, so during the ritual, I want to say that, who was there? I want to say there was an ex, I want to say George Bush might have been there when I, like, during the ritual recently. I'm blanking on some other names. There's definitely tons of famous people that go there and, like, really powerful people.
Well, viewers, we have run out of time for this evening. Is there anything you'd like to say to the viewers in conclusion? Dancer, I appreciate you spending this time with us and sharing your video.
Thank you so much for having me, Sean. I really appreciate it. I think that, you know, that pretty much wraps it up. Thank you, Sean, for having me on.
All right. Cheers. I'll let you go. I'm going to close the show. Cool. So, yeah, thank you. You're braver than I am. Cheers.
Cool. Bye. Cheers. Peace. Bye.
All right. So that was Dancer. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your questions. And if you are interested in all of the waves that Chris Todd has created around the world over this book, Kim Porter's book, he is the epicenter of a storm right now. Stay tuned for Chris Todd Part 2. He's coming in right now. When I end this video, you will see a screen. Click on it if it doesn't take you through. If that doesn't take you through, click on my channel icon. It'll say I'm live, and it will take you through. Get your questions ready for Chris Todd, folks. And I will hope to see some of you soon. Cheerio.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.